Only say the word, and I shall be healed. Once a year, I take a week to dwell in silence. It's not an easy thing to do, both because speaking is a natural and important part of what it means to be human, and because the world around us doesn't know what to make of silence, and so does not make room for silence. Hard as keeping silence might be, I have found that it is important, no, even essential, for the well-being of my soul to take a week to cease and desist from almost all talking. The silence forces me to stop. To stop the babbling of my mouth, to push back against or push away from the constant barrage of words and chatter from the world around, and most importantly, to make room for me to hear what it is that God has to say to me. There are lots of ways for you and me to carve out silence in our busy, noisy lives, even on a daily basis, but for a sustained stretch of time, I have found that some of the best places are retreat centers dedicated to the practice of silence, many of which turn out to be Catholic retreat centers, which means I not only have to enter the unfamiliar world of silence, but also the unfamiliar world of Catholic religion. In those settings devoted to communing with God, the sacrament of communion is a daily occurrence, one of the only times where silence is broken all week long. It is a valuable experience for me to be on the receiving end of communion there, not the serving end, and to be a follower of the liturgy, not its leader. Fortunately, there is much about the Catholic communion liturgy that is very similar to the ritual and words that we use most often here. Even so, there are enough differences that while everyone else knows the responses by heart because they have been going to Mass all year long, I have to mumble my way through, trying desperately to hide the fact that either I am a bad or lapsed Catholic, or someone trying to impersonate a Catholic for a few days that week. One of the lines that always trips me up is the prayer modeled after the centurion's prayer in today's gospel reading. Only say the word, and I shall be healed. Every time I stumble over those words, I am exposed on two different levels. Outwardly, I'm exposed as an outsider or foreigner to that religious community and its practices, at least its liturgical practices, and I am exposed inwardly as one who stands very much in need of God's saving and healing word, as much as anyone else. I have come to love this simple prayer precisely because it is so fresh and new to my ears and heart. Only say the word, and I shall be healed. Say it with me. Just repeat with me. Jesus, only say the word, and I shall be healed. Now, say it with conviction this time. Jesus, only say the word, and I shall be healed. Now, I don't know what needs to be healed in you. And you don't know everything that needs to be healed in me. Some of us come today with broken hearts. Only say the word, and you will be healed. Some of us come with broken spirits. Only say the word, and you shall be healed. Some of us come with broken bodies. Only say the word, and you shall be healed. Some of us come with broken minds. Only say the word, and you shall be healed. Some of us come with broken homes and marriages. Only say the word, and you shall be healed. Some of us come with broken friendships, allegiances, relationships. Only say the word, and you shall be healed. Some of us come with broken hopes, broken desires, broken promises, broken memories, broken pasts. Only say the word, Jesus, and we shall be healed. Only say the word, and we shall all be healed. So what is this word that Jesus speaks? This healing, this saving word. For some of us, that word is love. You are loved, not for anything that you have done or not done, but simply for who you are, a creation of God, a product of God's very own love. For some of us, the word is welcome. You are welcome and accepted here, no questions asked, but even more, God welcomes you. God welcomes and accepts you. God welcomes you home. God runs to throw the door wide open for you. For some of us, the word is fear not. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of who God is, and do not be afraid of who you can be by the grace of God. Let your light shine. Let your truth, your story, be heard and known wherever you are. For some of us, the word is forgiven. Put your past behind you. Let go of the burden you have been carrying for way too long. Don't let shame or guilt hold you back or hold you down. For all of us, the word is life. Do not let death or the fear of death or the powers and pretenders of death hold sway over you, but grab on to the word, the healing, saving word Jesus has for you today. Crawl off your sick bed, crawl off your deathbed, whatever it looks like, and live your life fully and joyfully as God wants you to do. I want you to turn to somebody else right now and speak that word to them. Remind them that only say the word and you will be healed. Find someone right now and give them that promise. Right now, turn to someone else. David, only say the word and you will be healed. And then David will echo back to me. So find someone right now and Elise, only say the word and you'll be healed. Ted, only say the word and you'll be healed. Find someone who's alone and make sure everyone has heard that promise, that invitation, that pledge. Only say the word and you will be healed. Earlier this week, in the middle of a meeting, planning for the next year of ministry, at least in part, Joseph Smythe handed me a note telling me that the woman that he had brought into the building was waiting to talk to me. And when Mary Lean and I sat down, Mary Lean had a simple request. She wanted to be baptized. We talked about what it was that was filling up her hunger to draw upon the life-giving water of Jesus. What it was in her life that was incomplete and broken and needed healing that drew her to this place. Not to this building, not to this sanctuary, not to this pastor, not to this congregation, but to the one who is at the center of our life all the time, here and everywhere. And so it's not in your bulletin, but we have a baptism to celebrate this morning. And I'm going to invite Mary Lean to join me over here by the baptismal font. And I've asked Eva to come and join me. If you want to surround Mary Lean this day, to let her know that she is surrounded by people who believe the simple pledge of Jesus, to say the word. You'll be healed. I invite you to come so that Mary Lean doesn't come alone, but comes as part of a saving community. Also, as we prepare to join together in receiving Holy Communion, we're going to start with the promises of baptism. So if you'll turn in your hymnal to 34, and I'm going to invite Mary Lean and Eva to come join me here by the baptismal font, and anyone else who wants to help surround Mary Lean this morning. I'm just going to step on this side, Mary Lean, so I can lead the congregation. My brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. And we are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation, given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift, offered to us without price. So, Mary Lean, on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you give up all the spiritual forces of wickedness, turn your back on them, reject evil in every shape and size it comes to you, and repent of your sin?
Yes, I do.
Do you accept the freedom and power that God gives you and all of us?
Yes.
To resist evil in whatever form it presents itself? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior? Put your whole trust in His grace and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races. According to the grace given to you, will you remain a faithful member of Christ's holy church, and more importantly, be Christ's representative in the world every day? And at the top of page 35, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life, and include this woman, Mary Lean, now before you in your care? With God's help, we will proclaim the news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround her with a community of love and forgiveness that she may grow in her trust of God and be found faithful in her service to others. We will pray for her that she may be a true disciple who walks in the way that leads to life. I'm going to invite you, if it's okay, to kneel, if you can do that. All right. And Eva, I'm going to invite you to pour the water, baptismal water, here into this bowl. Thank you. And if you would like to, I'll ask Eva to put her hand here, and if we can just either touch or hold your hand forward and make a connection here. Mary Lean, I baptize you in the name of God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit work with you, within you now and always, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may be freed from all that holds you back in order to be a faithful follower and disciple of Jesus Christ every day of your life. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to invite you to stand and face the congregation, that when they make a pledge to you, you will see it and hear it as well. So it is our joy to welcome our new sister in Christ. And in the middle of page 37, for those of you who have your hymnals, through baptism, you are incorporated by the Holy Spirit into God's new creation, made to share in Christ's royal priesthood. We are all one in Christ Jesus. With joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you as members of the family of Christ. We bless you.
Thank you.
Stay close to us. Stay closer to Jesus.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.